Specified Levites, right? Here's why, and I need to explain this because it pains me. Means being Joshua called the 12 men appointed from Israel. corrective and upbringing that you deserve as a son to not show. And Ezekiel, when your children ask, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the veil of the door of the monarch was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the door, the water of the door were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. Now, this is a little bit harder to understand. And from a Palestine standpoint, you're going to get different messages depending on how you digest this or what you believe. So I'm going to give you my version of it. So right away, what we notice is that all different people are now chosen on a different path. What you may see is that it actually says that the priests were actually still standing, the Levites were still standing in the river when these 12 men, and there's actually two monuments, one in the river, one on the other side where they set camp for the first night. But there's a more subtle picture that I want you to take note of. And that is that there's no rushing, there's no sneaking, there's no frantic chaos, there's no pressure, there's no, we're going to die, we don't get out of here. As a matter of fact, the part of building a monument is taking time to pause and to celebrate God. And sometimes when we're so busy with what we do, so busy with building and moving, and God hears and saying, hey, we will pause, and we will build two separate monuments, and we want to remember. The first monument falls right in the river where the Levites are standing. The first monument. And these are not rocks, right? These are rocks. And the second is on the side where they crossed it. Now, besides the obvious, the why this is important, what else might this be really, really crucial for us to understand? And to do this, I want to bring us back 30 years. To ask yourself, how did the Israelites leave Egypt? This is important. How did they leave Egypt? And I'm going to answer out loud, because I'm going to give you the answer. When the Israelites and the believers left Egypt, they were running away from something. Now, they're moving towards something. Let me say that again. When we try to do things outside of God, we don't consecrate ourselves and do our own things. We often have a tendency to move away from something rather than to move towards something. And this may seem minor, but until we begin to examine our own hearts and the hearts of people who are running versus people, the hearts of people who are running to something, it's a very different mindset. Running away versus running to are two very completely different mindsets. And the simplest way, and again, I'm going to oversimplify this, but the simplest way to explain this is that often when we're running away from something, we're looking backwards over our shoulders. When we're running to something, we see what we're running towards. And you run
Thank you.